Oh, take two, Sit Down Comics Podcast with me, Riley, Cade, we got Robert, and we got our guest with the clap, Haley.
For those of you listening, she just clapped with her thighs, I believe, right?
It's called, it's like thigh. It's the minimalist movement to squishing a watermelon between your thighs. I'm getting there.
Got you.
Soon.
Let me know when you get there, okay?
Words I've said. Anyway, Haley is the president of, not anymore president, of the Jokesters Comedy Club at USC. She was an interim president?
Co-founder of the Jokesters.
When did he start it?
We started it in 2017, fall of 2017. I wasn't aware that the club was actually started until I was...
What? You have to tell us about that.
That's it. That's the whole story.
Wow. You didn't know you were starting a club.
I did stand-up, and Anisha Madhawk, wonderful woman, she saw me and she said, oh, you should probably be the co-president / founder of my new comedy club. I said, what's about?
You asked what her comedy club was about?
Yeah, I was like, what's it about?
Well, what do you guys do with your stand-up comedy club?
And she said, it's strictly stand-up comedy. So it's actually impressive. It's the first stand-up comedy club of USC.
Mm, wow, congrats.
Fight on.
That wasn't the fucking fight on thing. Those are devil horns.
I mean,
maybe not fight on because the gynecologist was assaulting over 200 women.
So that would be
women.
Like, what, this?
Oh, dear God.
Oh, ho, ho.
Pap smear hands.
Oh, wow. Shit. What is a pap smear? I just picture, like...
It's what failed on you, Kate.
You smear,
wait,
like,
really?
Papaya. Like,
no.
Pap. Like, I just picture somebody smearing something.
No.
What is it? Is it a...
Oh, God. So, a pap smear.
I mean, we don't have to go into this.
No,
we
can't. I want this to be an educational movement. I want this to be something that you can learn from.
We're all here to learn something new.
A pap smear is when you take jelly and you put it on your belly.
So, it does have like a smear.
It actually does have a smear.
To it.
That's like a bagel.
Cream
so
cheese.
Sorry.
Spreading. So you put the schmear on your stomach, and they make sure you don't have ovarian cancer.
How did we get to this point in the conversation?
You tell me. You're asking the questions.
True.
You're conducting the interview. So you came from Pride Fest. How was your day? You seem...
Well, for the viewers that aren't seeing me, I am in a see-through skirt. It's a... Like a watercolor, maybe. See-through skirt. I'm not proud. Well, I am proud. I'm proud of the Pride Fest.
Yeah.
Right.
You're proud of the right things.
Well, maybe not of myself, but I am proud of everything else that's going on. So, should I just start with the beginning of my day?
Yeah.
Walk us through
it. You said you had a wild day.
6 a.m. Woke up. And my friend's... a futon mattress, and I decided to go to Pasadena, which is where I'm staying. I went to Pasadena. I worked for 4 hours because I work remotely.
Do you want to talk about your work?
I am an assistant to a stand-up comedian.
Very lit.
I'm an assistant producer.
She does phone sex.
I do.
Is what she's saying.
I'm actually a sugar baby.
How do you get involved in that?
I sell my body for sexual connotations.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. We might have to get a
How do I get involved in that?
Yeah. Are they looking for men?
Well, I just asked her for the job. I just asked if I could be an assistant.
Okay.
But, you know.
So you just knew her already, or?
No, I didn't. I asked her for the job. I said, hey, do you need someone to work, like, free labor?
Nice.
And she said, yeah. And I was like, I'm already better than half of my friends, who don't have an interview.
All two of your friends?
You know, three of them.
So
by the way, three. Not two.
So at Pride Fest, you woke up, you worked remotely.
Right. I promoted this fucking, I'm going to put a shameless plug.
Plug it.
Melinda Hill and Friends. tomorrow night.
Where is that?
7:30 p.m. at The Friend.
The Friend.
It's a play on word because it's Melinda Hill and Friends.
Mm.
It's at The Friend Bar.
That's definitely.
Is it Friends themed?
Do you get it yet?
I do.
Does everyone come dressed as Ross Geller?
No, but there is a dance party after.
Hmm.
We should attend.
If we don't dance.
Maria Bamford is going to be there. None of you know. No, you don't know who that is.
Who is Maria Bamford?
Can you look it up? Yes. Do we have researchers here?
Yes.
We actually,
she's very,
do we have
she's,
researchers?
Like, she's a good comic. Water. She's
Maria,
a really good
what is it?
Bamford.
She has a Netflix show. Like, this is a good woman.
Can we see a clip?
Just headshots.
You want to see a clip?
Yeah, if we can see a short clip. I'll be the judge of your boss.
It's 13 minutes, Kate. I don't think this is short.
We don't need the whole clip.
Yeah, we
can get it one bit.
And a pair of electric green gripper socks. And that are not my own. You tell whoever the fuck you want. Because all is lost.
Who is that?
This is intense.
Wait, I haven't seen this clip at all. I don't...
Should we find a different one?
Is she that great?
So she'll be there, the same time.
I'm actually really interested in what's playing right now.
This is a trip.
Can we... I haven't seen this
ever.
We can
send this to you.
This is...
We'll have our
we're just watching
This
people. Is Not Happening.
That was a lot.
That was a lot
to take in.
There was mud wrestling.
I've always wondered how I could get involved with that as well.
I guess you'd just be a woman.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh. Have a white t-shirt, maybe.
I'm colorblind.
That's all it
takes?
We also need dirt and water.
Okay.
Apparently you need dirt and water. Mud.
To make mud.
Or, like, salivation, or...
Like spit?
Some other...
Spit works just as good as, like, some other supplements. That's all.
Like, I mean, baby oil?
If it's been a long night, we could just... Some other substance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we do water?
I was wondering, like...
You're
taking away the mic.
Why isn't there, like, a sanitary, you know, like mud, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be rolling around dirty water, like...
It's called clay, I think. Is clay sanitary?
Yeah,
I've never tried.
Like, rich white people put that on their face to make their acne go away.
Ooh, okay.
Just dirt.
So I need
and
to
water.
Be white and have acne?
Yes.
To get this.
It's like the
sanitary
same criteria, apparently.
Sanitary
bud, alright. I mean, I wouldn't know. Because obviously my complexion is perfect.
She does different type of facials.
Oh!
You're right. I like papaya facials, to be exact.
Pap smear.
Yeah, I love pap smear facials.
Oh my god. Anyone else have a question? I need a minute.
What was the craziest thing you saw at Pride Fest at the parade?
Actually, the craziest thing that I saw was the person I was with. My brother's boyfriend. How dare you?
Was this the brother that speaks his own language?
No, this is my older brother.
Okay.
So my older brother's boyfriend, he... Oh god, how do we even say this? He constructed his own sequins and silk overalls.
Wow.
So on the inside, it's silk, so he can walk in it.
Mm-hmm.
And on the outside... It's all sequins.
It's practical.
And
it's fun.
And it's green.
Wow, it's green.
And they're overalls.
Jesus. Overalls are making
sequins,
a comeback.
Sequins, overalls. The whole thing. Mm-hmm. He had a farmer's tan.
Hmm.
So and he was like, oh, I'm Cherokee. I can just tan from this.
Oh. Is he Cherokee?
No, yeah, he's really, he's indigenous. He's Native American.
Okay.
Yes.
Just wondering. Has he done a 23andMe?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that what?
At least 22 of them.
Huh?
Anyway.
Does he have an extra 23rd?
Wow, that's a fun costume.
Yes. And he wore a hat. I don't, maybe a fedora.
Fedora.
Maybe like an extra large fedora because the brim was larger.
Was it a Stetson? Like a cowboy hat?
Well, he's from Texas.
I just looked up fedora.
Yeah, maybe.
It's like crack shop research already, okay? Yeah.
We have people, Haley. This is not Kate. We have people off camera Googling.
We
can't.
Maybe off camera, like, as in it's, you're not in the shot? Is that
right?
What it
means?
The technicalities.
I think I'm on camera today, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. Good to know.
Appreciate that.
I think I could fit us all in there.
How you doing?
All
right.
So, what did you do that you're least proud of?
Okay, so I hadn't even begun drinking. I was walking into West Hollywood, and this outrageous woman behind me yelled, "I love the queers! I love the gays!" And I turned around and I said, "We love you back."
That's sweet.
And
that's
it's sweet,
it's
but
a
like
modern gay love story.
I wish that I just didn't say anything to her. Like, yeah. She didn't deserve that kind of gratification. She was wearing neon tights. Like,
wait, aren't you on like Bumble? Isn't that like? Haley, I'm so
listen.
Confused. You said you were going to a movie with a dude.
Yeah. It's called Bisexuality.
Okay.
Look it up. Come on.
Wait, I should look it up?
We're not familiar.
Please. Can we see a couple photos? Because he doesn't know.
I'm very...
Ooh, look at that banner.
Look at Google. Let's go.
Bisexuality.
Bisexuality. Bisexuality.
I hope the security guards walk by.
Bisexuality.
Got it, Chapman?
Yeah.
Bisexuality.
No more. What are you having to say now? Stop with the air horns. I get it. I'm a bad person.
Bisexuality.
Oh, man. Start playing some funny shit, man.
Anyways,
you said you had some quarrels with Tinder?
Bisexuality.
Quarrel? What do you mean, quarrels?
You said you had problems with... You said you got off Tinder and went on to Bumble.
Right,
like
because
Tinder
is a child's game.
Bisexuality.
I need women that actually talk to me. And not are like,
wait, so
oh,
I have a question. On Bumble, it's like women have to reach out first. So like if it's two girls, how does that like, is that even a rule?
I don't know.
It can't be a rule, right?
I really don't know.
It's just an endless circle.
It's like the butch doesn't reach out first.
Okay.
No,
does
I
it make you like
that
quantify
that gratification.
Like, who am I? What am I?
Riley, you're on Bumble now, right?
Bumble is a classier Tinder. It's Target, Tinder's Walmart.
10 times classier.
The Target.
It's 10 times classier.
Tinder's Walmart.
Tinder's Walmart, 100%. It is trashy. Tinder is trashy. I've had some interesting experience. I've stopped. I go to Tinder to fuck with people. I will read you this conversation with this barista I had. Well, she will remain nameless because I don't know her name.
JC.
Nah, it's Miranda.
Okay.
I was like, where do you barista? She's like, at a cafe. I was like, do you make good lattes? And she's like, if I say so myself. And I was like, affordable or Starbucks prices? Kind of like Starbucks. So do you guys take advantage of small children in Ethiopia? Because I ordered it done humanely. And she goes, oh, I have no clue. I said, it kind of seems like you're part of the problem. Be more like Hugh Jackman. And she was like, what? I was like, he has a sustainable coffee company that doesn't take advantage of these children. She goes, oh, I just started. I don't have power over that. And I was like, huh. You should probably bring it up. Ask and get back to me. She's like, for sure. I said, I'm not saying you're a bad person if you don't. But if Hugh Jackman's doing something, so can we. She's like, I totally get it. And I was like, all right, well, that being said, I'm a gold member at Starbucks. And they definitely take advantage of these children. And she goes, who isn't a Starbucks gold member? And I was like, I'm saying we all have needs. But it also sounds like you're not loyal to your employer. And she said, I have two jobs. I said, what's the other? I work at an ice cream place.
I work as a stripper.
She was like,
you found me.
So obvious, it's LA. So I was like an ice cream roll place or normal? She's like, Italian ice and ice
cream. Oh my, fuck you.
And I was like, to ask if it was rolled ice cream.
She was, wow. I was like, oh, that's interesting. Wow. And she's like, well, in theory it is, but it becomes complicated. And I was like, well, I'm kind of confused about like your job. And she's like, yeah, it's kind of annoying. And I said, please quit. And we have not spoken since.
You have the time. You have the audacity.
Some
I just want to say, you have the time.
I have the time.
He does.
This poor woman is working two jobs, trying to get back to you about talking about Ethiopian children.
Yeah, she's really taking it seriously.
And
too.
Here you are.
This other girl, her bio said, can I have your skin? So I messaged her.
Hannibal Lecter.
I said, you can have my skin. She said, yum. I said, are you the devil? Has not responded.
Wait, like dead skin? Or
do you feel like he or she has manifested in you?
Has not responded. I imagined some girl that was a catfish. Literally, her photos were of a catfish. I thought that was hilarious.
Georgian catfish.
I go through, like, I get so bored that I'll go through, like, an hour of, like, watching a movie, and I just swipe right for, like, an hour and a half.
That is special. Let me swipe for you.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go on his Tinder right now.
You gotta swipe over to the fire. You gotta go to the fire.
Fire?
Daisies.
Why would I swipe on a picture of flowers?
I don't know about every single profile. Maybe.
Alright, I'm just liking everyone. Here we go.
Good luck.
I get some interesting people.
It's much more interesting as a woman than as a man, I would say.
Really? Because I don't do the pickup lines. I just read the bio and ask about the bio.
Look, I'm going at it with two fingers now.
Normally that's how I prefer to go.
Doing the Walkman, just with you.
I'm walking on sunshine, fellas. Here we go.
I'm walking on sunshine.
I like to see what the older women are up to. I set my age preference to like 37 to 55.
Wait, I do that regularly. What do you mean? I don't understand why you would do that out of special preference.
So, Riley, why do you do that occasionally? I'm just curious.
Because I can't afford
He wants
college.
To see what his mom is up to.
Damn it, Haley. Damn.
Hey, it was the air horn.
I got you.
This is because I belittled Haley into leaving a party like 3 months ago.
What's this story? What's the story behind this?
I was in the basement handing supplies up to outside the basement.
Thank you.
And Haley found, she was like, where are you at? I was like, I'm in the basement. What's up? And she came around to the window and started trying to give me shit. And I absolutely belittled her, and she left the party.
Yeah, you belittled the shit out of me.
I have not seen Haley since.
And that's why I'm here today.
She accepted the invitation to be on this podcast within minutes. And it was over a week in advance.
What can I say? I like the abuse.
You're first guest to come early?
Like an hour?
She also showed up at the wrong time.
Listen.
We had a whole pre-show.
Listen.
We could have recorded this twice.
I would have shown up at the appropriate time had I not messed up, but I did, so.
No, you get. We appreciate you coming.
We're very appreciative. I'm glad you could be here.
Now I'm wishing that, like, I would have, like, faked you out a little bit, you know?
That's what we thought you were doing. You thought you'd be like, I'm going to be there at 7:15, and then be like, psych, bitch, I'm not going to be there till 9.
Right.
But no, you were straight up, you were here before 7:15. Like, you called me, when you called me, we were at a fucking fried chicken place, like, 5 miles away.
What?
We weren't even here.
Why didn't I go? Like, that's what I'm asking.
Cade, who did I just match with? Did Cade swipe?
Yeah, it's probably somebody I swiped.
Do you have your notifications on?
Of course.
You matched with Tati, 20 years old, student.
Is that Tati?
No. Shut the fuck
Tati
up.
Tati Latte.
Shout out Tati.
Tati Latte. Shout out Tati.
Bumble is so much classier. What's your bio on these apps, Haley? What does it read?
Oh, man. I think it goes something like, on Tinder, I think it's period. Like, there's a period before a sentence starts. Period. Yo. Period. And I think I return. And then I go, I like long walks on moonlit bitches, period. Return space. Who, period, Trina, period. Fuck with two C's. Thank you. And that's Tinder. However,
bisexuality.
Jesus Christ.
I disclose too much information. No, and then on Bumble, I think it's something like, it's much more compatible. It's, I like sailing, I like hiking, I like fucking other dudes. No, I'm just kidding. I like hiking, I like ceramics, all the things I'm into. And then it says, if you don't like these things, we'll probably still get along.
Wait, so why do you like ceramics?
She likes
Have you ever seen Ghost?
That's awesome. Yeah. She likes ghosting people.
Okay, fair.
No, also, I've actually spent... 4 years ago, I thought I was going to be a ceramicist.
Aren't you pre-law?
Yes.
Sorry, just the contrast between, like, ceramicist and pre-law.
I was actually a geophysicist 2 years ago. Wow. So.
Haley, yeah. What year are you? I thought you were a freshman.
No.
What are you?
I'm in... Oh God!
You what?
Ouch! That that one hurt me right here a little bit.
Shots fired.
I transferred into USC as a sophomore.
I did too. When I
Where'd you transfer from? Since you weren't good enough the first time.
Oh right, Santa Barbara City College. Okay. And the first time I applied to USC for the film program. Hmm.
Oh!
Guess who got in?
Not me.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
These three guys right here, man.
The screenwriting program, which is much more intense and will eventually pay off.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You're in the screenwriting program?
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Oh, shit. Did you apply to transfer?
Yes. As a geophysicist. So
what did you...
Maybe who's better?
What do you write?
What do I write?
What do you want to write?
Do you write, like... apocalyptic geophysicist?
No. I write horror movies and comedies.
Horror movies?
Those are very good.
Yeah, horrors. Horror movies? Horrors, okay. Just sluts.
Ooh, okay.
No, horror.
Am I overusing it? No.
Bisexuality. No?
Oh, I got you.
Bisexuality.
There we go.
Bisexuality.
No, that's not it. Iridocyclitis.
Iridocyclitis. Were you a big Vine fan when it was out?
I actually didn't have an iPhone until I was a senior in high school.
Oh, so, shit.
No.
You couldn't be sending those nudes. We had enough.
Oh, but I do know this one.
Iridocyclitis. I-R-I-D-O.
Spell it on your hand.
C-I-O-C-L-I-T-I-S.
Iridocyclitis.
Iridocyclitis.
Iridocyclitis is spelled I-R-I-D-O-C-Y-C-L-I-T-I-S.
This is on CNN.
Thank you so much, everyone.
My dreams are over. Thank you, everyone.
The one thing I have to live for.
My parents are really not
going to
like
this. I am computer programming myself to self-destruct.
Haley.
What?
He's such a child. He's a boy.
You're going to want Vine.
Vines that cured my cancer. Is that...
Iridocyclitis. Iridocyclitis.
First, let me hop out the
motherfucking
Polish. Okay, enough of this. Enough of this, idiot. Am I right? Couldn't even spell it right. We're wasting our time on this.
We waste a lot of our time, kid.
Yeah, true. Can't debate
Kate,
that.
Kate, you got your first Fortnite victory this week.
I did. You know what? That was a big moment for me.
Go sports games.
Right? Sports games.
I deserve a round of applause.
She get that sound.
Okay. Okay. Let me tell you how it went down. How did you win it?
How did you go the game?
Basically, you jump into an island with 100 other players, and you have to be the last one standing. And basically, I succeeded in that endeavor this week after 5 months of
Hashtag Nuketown.
Hashtag Nuketown, baby.
So, Haley, you're going to continue your stand-up career? You said you handed over the reins of president of the club after having it for moments.
I love failure.
You just know you're not good enough. Your parents have told you.
Right.
I can only hurt you so much, Haley. You have to give something back.
You have facial hair of a raccoon.
Oh!
You look like a raccoon from Pocahontas.
I look like the love child of Sam Smith in Human Shrek, as anyone who has swiped right on my Tinder profile will know.
I'm not trying to battle with power for this presidency. For my Whoa. Fans who know me.
For the club you didn't know started until spring.
I love all my fans. And, I mean, will I continue doing stand-up? I'm doing it right now, brother.
You're sitting down.
Let's be...
Sit down comics.
It's in the name. Do you know where you are?
Do you know who you are? You know
we
why.
We loved you on American Dad.
Do you know why you are?
Do you know where you are?
Should we just play Zip Zap?
She did this at the party and then she left.
Wow.
Did you just head nod your microphone?
Yes.
First
let me hop out the motherfucker.
The motherfucking
What is your bracelet? What is that?
Who are you wearing?
It's a flower crown by Santee Alley. It was 99 cents. So is my jewelry. It's called Santee Alley.
We didn't want to draw attention to the necklace, but now that
the
you
beans.
Did it.
It's wood!
Oh, they're not like...
It's fucking ridiculous.
Is it heavy?
No, it's really light. It's just like... Stupid.
It looks like an instrument. Like,
is it real wood?
Yeah, an instrument for ass play.
Yeah.
That's what Haley does before putting him back in.
This is like Stevie Wonder playing the accordion, you know?
Oh, shit.
Oh, not the accordion, yeah.
Wait, Haley, can you just sync up to this?
Wow, that's talent. If I'm not mistaken, that's JoJo's piano music.
They said she had no future in any industry. But in harmonica singing with wooden necklaces, Haley had a future.
Get it, Haley. Where's that bass drop?
Oh, shit, she's getting me
Where's that bass drop? She dropped the necklace?
Never give up, Haley.
I feel like Haley's really, like, scared right now.
She's like, what did I sign up for?
Did you not watch our shows for research before coming on?
I'm really sorry.
Did you have other shows?
This is like your sixth or seventh.
Oh, that's your
Where's that been?
It's actually it's an anal bead. Yeah, you can put it up.
No, Haley needs that later. Put it back.
Yo, now that's a more complicated one.
Alright, I'm putting this on.
What happens if your ears aren't pierced and you try to put on an ear ring?
You would pierce your ear.
You bleed.
I like that already.
Thank you.
It complements your skin tone.
I feel like a...
White, human, white,
Alabaster
human.
Skin.
You white, 7-year-old, motherfucking comb over... White, brown-haired, Columbus, son of Columbus. White.
You have to finish it.
Finish me. Just finish me.
Things you hear on the other side of the door at the whorehouses.
Why did your parents make you? No, I'm just...
Well, I asked them that.
Why was I born?
Haley says her favorite bird is the swallow. Can you tell us why? Off camera, she said it's because it reminds her of herself whenever she meets up with somebody on Tinder.
Wow, is that scripted?
This is the actual sound.
I did that.
That's just a recording, a playback of her. Robert, what's your favorite type of bird?
I don't know what bird is, but chickens.
A pterodactyl?
That's a bird.
Oh, ready?
Just remember, everybody, 12.9% acceptance rate. This is what they get.
The most
morally compromised presidents and students who do shitty chicken sounds.
The most creative minds in the country, in the world.
Best film school in the country. Right now.
We got Kevin Feige, then we got Haley Smith.
Haley Smith in the book.
We hit all ends of the spectrum.
By the way, can we talk about the fact that your name is Haley Smith and that's also a character on
Twitter? H-A-Y-L-E-I-G-H. It's actually Haley.
Haley.
H-A-Y. You look that up, bitch.
Dude, I'm looking
with your tiny little fingers.
Haley Smith.
Your little tip-tap fingers.
Haley? No, spell my name correctly.
Nah, this is you. Right?
That's totally you, Haley.
This is you today.
That looks just like you. That Loki looks just like you.
Ever thought about doing cosplay?
She's actually a furry.
Oh, really?
She dresses up as a swallow.
is that how you talk to an American dad?
When does this end?
This is an hour long. We're halfway through.
You remember Happy Haley?
What? Oh, sure. What? Always smiling. You were a bunny wendy. You were a sweetie cutie.
Anyways, you have the same name. That's just something I wanted to bring up.
I want to kill you and sacrifice yourself.
I'm a ghost, so good luck.
Oh.
Shit. That means I'm alone. No, Haley, you can't leave. It's too late. You committed to an hour of this, and you showed up 45 minutes early.
God damn.
You're trapped in this house. We're like Matt Lauer. We have a button under the desk.
We're not like Matt Lauer.
Oh, no, Robert.
Should I hide underneath the desk? Should I just take this and like run away with it?
Just run away.
Just run.
My laptop's broken.
This is something I want to show you guys.
It makes it very difficult when Robert needs to watch porn. But the laptop is broken.
Right, so what if you like type in like Haley, like H-A, and then it was H-A-W-A-T, young babes, teen, preteen.
You shouldn't type
That's
that
what
in.
I saw when you typed in
oh,
Haley.
No.
You did H-A, and then I saw
I
what?
My history.
What?
Did you guys actually see that?
I'm only in it for the parking. What the fuck?
Okay, well, you're wondering, so I'm just going to show you guys. This is something I wanted to show you guys this week. This guy does stand-up, and he doesn't have a voice, so...
I've seen this, by the way.
Oh,
sorry.
Hello, what's your name?
This is Britain's Got Talent.
My name is Lee, and for obvious reasons, I'm also known as the Lost Voice Guy.
Okay, and how long have you lost your voice?
I just knew you were going to ask something that I hadn't thought about beforehand. So please excuse the awkward silence while I type out my answer. I've been speechless for 37 years.
Wow. Tell me why you decided to enter the show this year?
I think I entered Britain's Got Talent for the same reason everyone does. To meet Anton Deck.
Who were the two girls between Simon Cowell and
until that point. The stage lead is yours.
I know Simon Cowell, that's it.
It's all. Yeah, it's all.
Hello,
ladies and gentlemen.
Jesus,
as you may be able to tell, I'm a struggling
Smith, what's up?
Comedian, who also struggles to stand up. To be honest, I'm not sure how good I am.
Who are you?
Smith, what's up? To decide. But,
yo, man, we're
just
cut that
so
out
you
too.
Know, if you don't laugh at the disabled guy, you are going to hell. When I realized I'd never be able to talk again, I was speechless. I have lived
through what's up
all my life.
Yes!
But for some reason, I still haven't picked up the accent.
That isn't mine.
I'm pretty sure this guy wanted to go to this guy's town, by the way.
Trying to
one time I went to a live taping of America's Got Talent.
Oh, how was that?
It was pretty cool, man. It goes a lot quicker than you'd expect it to go.
Did they tell you when to laugh?
Yeah.
And when to cry?
Mm-hmm.
And when to boo?
Mm-hmm.
And when to jack off?
They didn't tell us that part, but...
They never do.
They don't need you for me, though. They don't need you. I'm a self-director.
They never do.
They never do.
Thought that was part of the whole puberty thing. Like, you have a schedule. It's like once a month type thing. So you know if you're pregnant or not. But you don't. They don't give that to you.
I was in on this conversation. What's going on?
So they don't give you a Jackson.
That was an accident, I swear. Continue, Riley?
No.
Son of a bitch.
Son
of a bastard. He'll get you for that.
Can you do any impressions, Haley?
I can do an old man.
Besides animals, an old man.
I can do an old woman.
Can we hear your impressions? Cade does a pretty good Stewie.
Oh, God.
Oh,
no.
You go first.
Okay. No, you go first. I'm not
Stewie?
Going. I'm not going.
I can't even do...
You've done a chicken. You've already started.
Can I try? Can I start as a chicken and then morph into Stewie?
Yeah, I'll give you a backdrop.
Popeyes.
Actually, my nickname is Chicken Cutlet.
They're all cooked.
Why is it Chicken Cutlet? Why not chicken breast or chicken thigh?
It's a chicken animal.
Chicken wing.
My nickname is...
Alright, this is Haley
chicken
Smith
the animal.
Presenting.
What else? No, it's a chicken cutlet, like a raw chicken breast.
Okay, gotcha.
It's right there.
There we go. Yes, exactly.
Plenty
Riley knows.
I identify breasts
so,
very aptly.
One of the first times I was with a man, I was in his bed, and at one point he turned over, drew the covers off of me, and said, "You look like a chicken cutlet."
Was this a Southern man?
So it's also the last time Haley was with a man.
No.
Hey, you did with a Southern accent, so I was a little worried.
No, well, he was from Georgian.
Cutlet!
So he was Southern.
I feel like exposed. Yeah, I just wanted to, like... Yes, in
what,
fact,
conceal his identity?
He was so Southern that I couldn't understand what he was saying.
How Southern was he, like?
Like an all right,
no,
all right, all
he
right.
Sounded like, "Hey, my name's Kyle, I play football.
My name's Kyle, about 35 years in Felicia.
I'm gonna
go play football with my friends.
That sounds like Kenny from South Park, dude.
Sounds like somebody with pity dick in their mouth.
So when I said, he called me, he said, "You look like a chicken."
Are you sure that's what he said?
So you cleared it up a little bit.
I don't know. Like, I hope that's what he said. I mean, like, I based my whole identity off of that. Like, I really hope that's, but, you know, he turned over to, "You look like a chicken cutlet, you know?" I said, what? I said, "One more time, Kale." He said, "You look like a chicken cutlet, you know?" And I was like, "Why?" He said, "You're all pink and naked."
Jesus Christ.
Is he in jail now?
And then I was like, I'm insulted. I was like, I'm infuriated. This is bullshit. And then I looked at myself and I was like, He's right. Dear God, I'm a chicken cutlet. And that's how the nickname came about.
Well, how did you know? You wanted to find the chicken cutlets.
Fuck you! God damn you!
It's just one of our sounds.
We have it. It's programmed.
I would rather have bisexuality, which I hate. I'd rather have that.
Haley, be comfortable with who you are.
He types in bisexuality.
You're right.
Bisexuality.
God. Maybe he did.
Damn you. God damn you.
Bisexuality.
God damn you.
Bisexuality.
I hope you burn in a vat of semen.
So, what? His name is Clay. How's Clay?
Kale.
Kale.
K H A L E
P E D O F I L E.
One more time.
Kid, I need you to know something, man.
What's up?
Hold on. Go ahead.
You look like a chicken cutlet, and chicken cutlets go well with kale.
Cutlet is spelled with a C.
Cutlet.
I know, but I didn't know if the system would get it. I'm compassionate. I think about
cutlets.
Empathy.
Empathy.
It's what robots don't have.
What's the worst thing you've been called, Haley, besides a chicken cutlet? Or the C word?
To think about that one. Well, today, a man asked the bartender, "Where's the bathroom?" And I said, "Oh, it's down the hall to the left." And he said, "Mind your own business!" And I got really sad after that.
Like, you were just trying to help out, and this guy gets mad? Unbelievable.
Why?
How dare he?
And then he laughed, and he's like, "I work here!" And I was like, "Shut up. I'm crying."
That's not that bad, though.
Mind your own business. I work here.
Please. Why are you provoking me like this?
Did he have one of those, like, microphones that he put through his throat because he smoked for years?
Mind your own business. Mind your own business. I work here.
You talk like that, too. Wow.
That's... Fuck. Can you say that but say you look like a chicken cutlet?
You look like a chicken cutlet.
You look like a chicken cutlet. Are you on Tinder?
Are you?
Sorry, I got some jazz.
I'm sorry, did you not like my voice?
I got offended for a second. I got some vibrations.
Kids these days, I'm telling you, don't even know how to look at from them screens.
Y'all what, mate?
If that I'm gonna go get Clay. Mike. What's it, Clay? What's his name?
His name was
Kale.
Kale.
Yes, son of a bitch. Kale.
I'm not gonna actualize this person.
Oh, maybe I should. Should I make up a fake name for him?
It's too late, sweetheart.
It's probably not.
Kale sounds fake enough. We're in LA. It's fine.
I don't think nobody's gonna. Like
you might as well call him Avocado Toast. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, he does stalk me, so I think I should.
He's probably gonna see this. We will accept
can
calls.
Can you block him? Like
she likes the attention.
You're not wrong.
Oh God, this is really
Clay. Please stop following her.
His name's not Clay.
It's huh? Clay to me.
Kale, Kale, whatever.
He's so easily.
We'll figure it out.
Kale, spinach, arugula, whatever this motherfucker calls himself.
Boneless.
We will find you, and we will kill you.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
You never know.
It's a little violent. Robert, that's a little violent. We can't
I was quoting Taken, man. I was taken.
Robert, none of us have seen Taken. You wicked son of a bitch. Yeah.
Who is Liam Neeson?
You walked in the studios and were watching all.
Yeah, and you're like, a woman has never been in here. What?
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you're looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills.
No.
Skills.
PTSD. God, no, please.
Skills that met me and my wife and people like you.
Kale, please.
If you let my daughter go now, that would be the end of
But if you don't, I will look for you.
No.
I will find you. And I will kill you.
So I continue chewing.
For mine.
Back to the chicken cutlets.
He wasn't even specific about like the kind of chicken cutlet. He just was like, "You're a chicken cutlet. You're not like breaded, fried, oven roasted, pan seared. You're just a chicken cutlet."
I'm sorry. One more time for my listeners who can't actually listen. You look like a chicken cutlet.
But I just want to know if he would have expanded. I would have, because I would have tried to turn that into a compliment. What are you eating? Where did you pull that from?
Cut. These are from Trader Joe's.
Is this yours?
Mm-hmm. I always
keep... 3 egg whites.
Mm-hmm.
14 peanuts.
2 dates.
2 dates. No.
Bullshit.
No BS.
Well, I'm glad there's no bull feces in your bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually there is.
Yeah.
I think it adds a good little oomph to the flavors.
Right. I always bring my own snacks. Do you guys actually want some snacks? I have some chia seeds in my backpack.
I'm chilling.
Yeah, you say chia seeds? What do you
chia seeds? Like who the packets, like the little, little packets.
Oh, the.
Did you give yourself bangs a couple months ago?
Yes. Can we not talk about
that? That just came back to me.
Why did that just come
back
to
you? I don't know. Just remembered the first meeting we had at this comedy club, she didn't have bangs. And the second meeting, she sits down, she's fucking full on bangs, and we're all like, huh, she has bangs now. And she goes, before anyone says anything, yes, I gave myself.
I feel like whenever somebody changes their hairstyle, they should walk into the room and really just, like, give a verbal announcement and be like, yes, I'm recognizing I changed my hairstyle. Because then everyone just looks at them and they're like, oh, wow.
Right. And what I tried to say was, yes, I gave myself bangs. No, I'm not a full-on lesbian. No, I'm not 12. And... no, I am here for serious business. No, comma, I am here.
No, comma. Okay, gotcha.
No, comma.
Wait, is this like a questionnaire?
There is a comma or there's no comma? Or...
no, comma. I am here for serious
business.
Is this a questionnaire Clay had you fill out before sex to make sure you were not 12?
Clay, this is their name we called her.
Kale.
I don't support Kale.
Kale.
Dude, I wonder if he'll see this.
I hope you're watching this.
Leave a comment.
Oh, you know what's fucked up? He tried to get with my sister, with my older sister.
No fucking way.
Yeah. Yeah, and he has a girlfriend, and she's white. And
what does that have to do with her? What scale?
No, Kale is black, but like when I see him with this girl, I'm like, oh, he's with a white girl.
Haley, that's pretty racist of you.
I mean,
no, I didn't say anything. I just pointed it out. Like, he's black, she's white.
You're saying it with such a negative intonation, though.
She's a snow bunny.
What?
I feel like you were with Cal, correct? So you were also the snow bunny in that situation.
I have never seen snow in my life. No.
Nah, but Haley does go skiing, you know.
Oh, no.
But I've never seen snow.
She's never seen snow, but she's familiar with white substances.
And I hate mammals. I hate mammals. I hate all mammals. I hate bunnies.
That's why she's a chicken. She likes birds. She likes the swallow.
She's a chicken
cook.
As a geophysicist, I love
dinosaurs. Please don't eat that wrapper.
She ate the wrapper, people. It's in her mouth. 3 egg whites, 2 peanuts,
and a
two
whole
eggs,
lot of plastic.
And no bullshit.
A whole lot of plastic.
All in her mouth. Look at her go. Chomping down.
Now you have to swallow it. You've committed.
That's what she said.
Now we've got some spine-chilling ASMR going on here, people.
Halo.
Somehow our episodes always just devolve into an ASMR session.
Like all factors.
You're still eating it.
plasticky.
Listen, I know some of... Yes?
Is that a good time?
Yes.
Haley's not on drugs, so we'd like to clarify. You see any good comedies lately, Haley?
No.
Have you looked in a mirror?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
Right. Normally, Haley gives me shit back, but I feel
should
like
I just
she came
what's
in
trending on Twitter? Or?
Haley, you have me stand-up sessions coming.
Haley, are you conscious?
Are you nervous? Are you high right now? Do you love this shit?
So, no. Apparently in the news,
if someone is listening, please help me.
Vince Vaughn! Yo, guys, hear this out.
If I blink three times, what does it mean? Will someone...
Every fourth word. Do you get that iCarly reference?
I love that show.
I have been a hamster.
Haley writes most of her comedy beforehand.
I love improv, actually.
So the first word would be hamster? And then where do you go from there?
I need help for my hamster. Wait, is every fourth word?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess in this case, fifth, if you count A as a word.
That's what I was
thinking. Okay.
I need help with my hamster. His name is Frederick. I hope there is help me soon.
So,
I don't think that
every fifth word, one, two, three, four. My Frederick, help me soon. You're getting out.
Frederick's Auto Parts. Help him in, help him out.
And Kale.
Normally when my Tinder matches
do. Not invited.
Big BDSM girl. Get him in, get him out. I'm assuming.
Did you join Kinky Trojans?
You don't know my... Yeah, are you in Kinky Trojans?
I wish. I was that bold.
Why aren't you?
You know, I like the surprise on people's faces when they know that I'm a dominatrix.
Right.
Oh, shit.
Haley told me she likes to keep the good parts of her hidden, and I said I only know the bad parts. She said there's three
things
more good
you
parts.
Worst excite me.
We're still trying to find Haley's good parts.
So Haley, what are your plans for the future?
Why are you asking me this?
Because
you want to torture me?
I feel like we're in Guantanamo.
Because I want to torture you.
Yes, I want you to
torture me.
Just kidding.
What does the future hold for Haley?
So I'm an assistant producer right now. I one day hope to be, for your small male brains, I hope to be a female Judd Apatow.
Yes! Hey. You know, Judd's actually a huge sponsor of the show, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Watches every episode.
Judd, if you're out there.
Whoa, Leslie Mann's not gonna
he's
like
married.
That.
Yeah, she's really amazing.
He's one of the good ones, I hope.
Yeah.
Can you do a Leslie Mann impression?
Can you say, well, what the fuck?
She's gearing up to bat.
I feel like you're about to spit on the mic.
I'm just listening. I love it.
Robert.
Oh, no!
I hope your parents see it. I hope your parents see it.
So you were gonna do a Leslie Mann impression?
Before I started doing the...
Yeah, before the...
For the blowjob?
Mac and cheese.
Oh, shoot.
What is going on there?
This is... In one ear, out the other!
What was the tongue action?
It's like floss.
I've got beef between my teeth. It would be lost if I had floss.
Holy fuck.
Here's a Leslie Mann impression.
You're not be allowed to bring your guest again.
Judd, I'm pregnant.
Just sounds like you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's it.
Nice.
That's all I have.
Nice.
Right in a.
Wasn't it? Do we have a new question to ask as our final question?
Yeah, ask me more. I plan to be the CEO of Comedy Central.
Okay. Cool.
That's
cool.
Right.
And become a man and change your name to Judd. Or you said the female Judd Apatow, right?
Right, yeah.
Gotcha,
so,
So just the name change.
Being the CEO of multiple different companies is actually...
Oh, shit.
So you want to be female Elon Musk?
I don't plan to do anything with science. I
just fuck science!
No, but I do plan to be the CEO of at least Comedy Central, and then after that... maybe multiple different platforms that have to do with women's health, and after that fuck you.
No, I'm just laughing because it's like, damn, those are pretty big goals, like, you know.
Shoot for the stars.
No, absolutely. I understand what you're seeing is some pretty low 14. Comedy, but but for my real life goals, for my obtainable goals, I plan to at least be the CEO of at least three companies before I'm 37.
At least
Ooh,
three.
Okay.
Yes.
Before you're
37. Yes.
What if you get in a bus crash tomorrow?
You're 12 now.
Then I'll change it to 35.
I'm sorry.
why 37 in particular? Any
Because my mother had me when she was 43, and so yeah, that's why the chromosomal difference is a big thing. There's a whole lot of pressure between women from 26 to, I think, 33, where it's, oh, your eggs are going to run out, they're going to expire. However, the science is actually... the science in the world...
Why don't you just keep your eggs in the fridge?
But science has actually proven that wrong, that women can have sustainable eggs. They can have eggs that... don't have chromosomal differences until they're 40.
Wow.
So, big difference. So, most of it is societal pressures. And I would like to promote... my goal here is to literally fuck all of you. Like, when I was talking about...
No,
you guys were
listening
to me, and then I was like, societal difference and change between women, and all of everyone's like,
yeah, that's why I went on my phone.
Wow, Tinder is really interesting right now. It's picking up.
Tinder sucks. Don't download it.
Yeah, Bumble, though. It's on fire.
Classy. Continue.
Societal differences. 37.
Right. So,
the fire
expectations. My main goal, I said, either I go to law school and... have this process of being a pro bono lawyer for about 10 years before I reach the goal that I want to, or I take like business classes now and I am an assistant producer and a producer and then a manager and then an assistant to the CEO, and then eventually I become a CEO of a company. I feel like that way I can reach a large platform of people to produce this change that I want to see in the world. Oh my god, she has a message. Wow, thank you so much.
Very serious point. The societal difference.
So do you think like going to the Pride Parade today was like part of that for you?
I think that I loved seeing bitches in tube tops. Maybe not. Maybe not the difference I'll see today, but maybe the difference I'll see tomorrow.
Right.
No, but definitely seeing people... I've never felt more safe in a club than a gay club. Mm. Because nobody wants to deal with this. Like,
right.
I'm a woman.
Right.
Nobody's looking at me.
Right.
Actually, today I had a very good compliment.
Right.
If you guys would like to hear it.
Of course.
Right.
He said, girl, you... And I was like, yes? Yes, what do you... Me? Yes. He said, girl, you... Who is that that you're with? And I was like, oh, that's my brother. And I explained to them, girl, you make me wish that I was a lesbian.
Aww.
Oh, I was like, thanks.
You made it sound so positive at first, and that sounds like you don't like that compliment.
No, because, like, he could have just called me beautiful. He didn't have to, like, subjugate me
right.
to...
And he also assumed your sexuality.
Yeah, fuck him for assuming my sexuality.
Bisexuality.
Why'd you include a lisp?
I got you one sec.
I just want to, like, hurt people.
Cutlet! Sorry, wrong one.
Do you do anything outside stand-up?
Bisexuality.
Do you do shorts? Do you act?
Dear God, I do everything outside of stand-up, actually. I think that it's the best way that you can... the best way that you can perfect your craft is to do outside activities that have nothing to do with what your main goal is.
So like outside of your oral work.
So do you mean like improv?
Do other things.
I sail. For example, like I'm a skipper for a 14-person ship. And that's what I really enjoy doing. And next weekend, I'll sail to the Catalina Islands. But like, it's kind of
that's dope.
You know, my birthday is next weekend.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Actually, my birthday is on Father's Day, so
happy Father's Day.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm not a father yet, though. But
that you know
one day. I know
of. But what do I do outside of stand-up?
Any other comedic adventures? Or do you just sail?
Well, I mean, I do storytelling, like, through Maria Bamford and Melinda Hill. I do storytelling events, and that's kind of... I don't really like storytelling.
Why not?
Isn't that, like, everything, though?
It's kind of part of drama.
No,
like comedy,
because storytelling is expected... Identity. You're expected to have, like, a 15-minute story that ends with a big bang, and it's, like, other than my, like, really... emotional, hard to get through stories, you can't really, like, usually I just do a punchline.
Gotcha.
That's what works best for me.
Yeah. More to the point.
More pointed.
Yeah, point more.
More to the tip.
More to the tip, yeah.
Haley
yeah.
focuses her energy on the tip.
Well, around the circumference, and then
sometimes she hits
around
the
tip. Well, if you're using both hands, you use one towards the tip and then the other towards the shaft.
If you're born with both, why not use both?
And then the tongue to the...
What?
Alrighty, folks. Thank you so much to Haley for coming on today.
Are we done?
I think we're done.
God, finally.
I think so.
We can only belittle you for so long.
We made it through.
Yeah, belittle me more, baby.
We made it through. Made it through.
That was flaccid as it gets. And she hit my foot on the way down.
And I'm putting on her necklace again.
Okay, yeah, it's still not.
Oh, it looks good.
It's a collar.
Now try the. You can maybe like put them.
Please don't put the balls in your ear, Cade.
I won't.
Put the balls on your ear.
We already know where they've been.
Put the balls on your ear.
Cade, don't.
Okay. Any last anythings? Should we do the question?
We still need to make a new question.
We're gonna come up with a new weekly question.
I think we should do this maybe with Haley's help.
Yeah, Haley, help us create a weekly.
Normally, we compare two things and say which would win. It used to be polar bear and gorilla, but apparently, I lost as of last week. So we're trying to find something new.
Okay.
Any ideas?
Maybe one question you could ask people is, what long-term habit have you had that you can change, and how would that foreseeably affect your future?
Ooh, that's a crisp question.
We wanted to like cause a debate and potentially cause an argument.
Maybe.
Cocaine and I'm not gonna stop.
Cocaine or heroin? That's a good one.
Okay.
Needles are scary. So,
Would you rather have a man with giant arms and forearms and hands, or giant legs, tiny little arms, and giant feet, and thighs?
So like a T-Rex or Popeye?
Yep.
A T-Rex.
Nah, I'd go for Popeye on that one.
Okay.
T-Rex.
don't even know what I just said. I just said one of the two
options. No. Popeye's a lot easier, bro.
Seth Rogen.
Yo, I had a friend who got sushi sitting next to Seth Rogen last week.
Big boat.
She ate sushi.
I didn't even tell you. The guys from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
We hung out for like 4 hours today.
Ooh.
Whoa.
I probably should have mentioned
tell
that
us
earlier.
All about that.
It was amazing.
Why didn't you text me? I know I haven't seen you since like February, but like you could have been like, hey, come see these guys.
How did that come together?
Okay, so every year for Pride, they have a giant float, and it's Paddy's Pub, and they have everyone on the float, and they just go on the float.
Right.
And then after, we went to the Abbey, which was a mess, and oddly, I've never felt so many shirtless bodies on my, on my torso.
You've been to an orgy, we know.
Anyway, more than that, though, you know.
Okay.
More hairy.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
I wasn't invited back.
So after that, we went to... my friend trains Rihanna, and so we went to this cafe, and he knew the owners, and we, like, went in, and, you know, we did, like, a rest stop. And drinks. Anyway, I saw all the members of Paddy's Pub, and I sat down. I didn't introduce myself. I just went in with their conversation. Like, they didn't even see me. And, 45 minutes later, they were like, hey, who are you? I said, oh, my name is Haley. I'm a big fan of the show, but I really enjoy your comedic integrity and both of that. And they're like, oh, us too. And so... we ended up going to another club with them.
That's awesome.
And dancing, yeah.
Did they show you a good time?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I was...
a good time?
I'm on my own world, so... Planet Haley is having a good time.
Hey.
So, one last question. What habits have you had over a long period of time, and what can you do about them to improve your life?
Oh, wow. You nudging your microphone towards me.
No pressure to answer this one.
Yeah.
Double microphone.
Just gonna start packing up while you answer that one.
I'm a procrastinator. I love to procrastinate. I love to wait till last minute to do things. And fuck you, literally.
What?
I'm like. You're missing one.
Let's hear it for all those procrastinators.
I'm glad we make ourselves laugh.
Of all the
and
nations,
hopefully our 32 viewers.
Procrastination.
Masturbation.
Is the very best one.
As I was saying.
Habits.
Procrastination. What's your occupation?
Are you a procrastinator?
Should we just end it?
No. That's the rest of the question, man. Jesus, why keep getting it wrong?
As I was saying, I used to be a long-term masturbator. I mean,
procrastinator.
This is a family show.
Fuck, cunt, shit, damn it. I used to procrastinate. I had to raise my younger sibling and all of my older siblings, so it was really difficult. I have 6 siblings.
So your priorities were scrambled.
I didn't know what I wanted to do.
So you forgot to raise them, that's what you're saying.
No, I forgot to raise myself. And so I had to have some serious self-care. At least 5 facials a week, you know? Self-care.
That's what she said. I hate that. That was so ready.
It is what she said.
Anyway, as I was saying...
You had to raise your siblings, yeah, and you didn't raise yourself.
And myself. My parents were absent.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to raise each other.
Of course.
And in the process of raising all my siblings, I neglected myself.
Mm, much like your parents did.
Oh!
And so, how are you improving on that?
She's gonna need 6 facials a week now.
So, as I was saying, I,
Can you hear her?
Yeah, I can hear her.
Okay.
Can you hear?
Barely.
As I was saying, I really needed to, eventually really needed to focus on myself, and I took the liberties to find myself after finding all of my other siblings, and we had to come up with the system that worked with everybody, and not just our selfish needs. And then eventually I... long story short, the discipline that I had given my brother about, like, scheduling and reading and giving yourself most of the attention that you require, I hadn't given to myself. So the past 2 years, I've had to do that.
If what that was the question? Question?
That's brave.
Thanks.
And
then I finally crossed the bridge. I'm afraid of water, but I...
What do you mean the bridge? Is it a metaphorical bridge? A real bridge?
No, real bridge.
Is this like
real
the
bridge.
Ball in the stars where it's a metaphor?
Which bridge?
Take the thing that kills you but you don't give it the power to?
You know, it's like a tiny water bridge.
Alright, I'm over whatever this is. Okay. Let's go ahead and wrap this up.
Please, can we end this? I would really appreciate that.
Let's take it behind the barn and shoot it, as Mr. Wonderful says.
Jesus Christ. Okay, yeah.
Haley, thank you so much for
thank
coming
you,
on.
Haley.
Are you going to be doing any comedy anytime soon?
Yes. Tomorrow I have a production with Maria Banford at 7 o'clock to 9 p.m. at The Friend.
Monday, okay.
And then Tuesday I am performing at three different open mics.
That's awesome.
# catch me there.
Where at?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll figure
can,
it out.
Will you be updating, like, your social media?
No.
She doesn't use social media.
I'm a hermit.
Great.
She doesn't use social media, but I'll tell you that when she goes out, she just records it on her phone.
But for all of those 30...
Like, she records it on her phone, but she doesn't have a fucking Snapchat.
For all of you 32 people listening, my name is... HayleiGs. Haligs. That's it.
Okay.
Haligs. Well, thank you, Haley.
Thank you, Haley.
Oh, Haligs.
Take you behind the bar.
Woo! Shoot me. Please.